Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go back with me to Ephesians, please, the second chapter. Ephesians 2. Now as we talk about these things, let me encourage you and warn you, don't let any condemnation come in. Right? Don't let any. If you let condemnation come in, it will defeat what you're hearing. It will undermine the purpose of what's going on here this morning. Everybody say, no condemnation.
No condemnation.
Say it again, no condemnation.
No condemnation.
One more time.
No condemnation.
How much?
None.
Are we feeling bad about the past?
No.
No. If you messed up, ask God to forgive you. He will. If you came short, should have done things you didn't do, ask Him to forgive you. If you made mistakes, ask Him to forgive you and receive the forgiveness. You can't go back. You can't do anything about yesterday. It's gone. You can do something about today. Can do something about tomorrow. How many know, understand, life is short? Oh, it is short. You live down here 100 years plus, it's nothing. It's a vapor. It's here. It's gone. So you and I don't need to float along in a lull, do we? Get up, get dressed, go to work, come back home, wash the dishes and make the bed and get up and go to work and just think, this is it. This is life. I'm going to do this forever. No, you're not. No, you're not. Life is short. And when we stand up before the judgment seat of Christ, there's only one thing that's going to matter. Did we do? Everybody say do. Did we do what we were put on the planet to do? Did we do it? And what are we here to do? What's the New Testament commandment? Love each other. Love each other. Help each other. Meet somebody's need. Help take a burden off somebody. Help them get healed. Help them get back to God.
Amen.
Help them get their marriage worked out.
Yeah.
Help them with their kids.
Amen.
Whatever it is. Cut their grass. Wash their car. Anything that's done in love has eternal impact.
Amen.
Lasts forever. And when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, it will be remembered and you will be rewarded and it will be an eternal crown. Amen. Jesus said, if you give somebody a cup of cold water, why did he say it like that? Because that's a seemingly small thing. Even a cup of cold water to somebody because they are mine, because they're one of mine, he said, there is no way you will lose that reward.
Amen.
Isn't that serious?
Jesus
said, you visit people in the hospital. He said, you did it to me. You visit people in prison, talking about believers. You visit believers in prison. He said, you did it to me.
Amen.
You clothe a believer. You did it to me. You feed a believer. You did it to me. Jesus said that.
Amen.
How many are interested in these things?
Yes.
Good, good. Ephesians 2, are you there? In Ephesians 2 and verse 8, he said, for by grace, Ephesians 2, 8, by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now these works we're talking about don't save us, right? We're not doing this to get saved. But does that mean we shouldn't have works? Now keep reading. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? What are we created for? We've been born again, created in Christ Jesus for what? Everybody needs to see that now. Are you looking at that? We are His workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus for what? Unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. What's God's plan for our life? Good works. Has He laid it out for us?
Yes.
Predestined us
yes.
to it. Yes. To do what?
Good works.
Work. Somebody said, well, y'all are just do-gooders. Thank you.
Yes.
We do good.
Amen.
It's better than doing evil.
Right. Amen.
But we should do good without the holier-than-thou attitude.
Yes.
Do good without the I'm superior to you ugliness.
Amen.
Do good and judge not. Do good and ask for nothing in return. Does the Lord have good works that He's predestined you to walk in?
Yes.
Have you been walking in them?
Yes.
You think there's more to walk in?
Yes.
Yeah. I love the Amplified in this. In fact, the Lord gave Phyllis and I this scripture. I have it written down here. Before we got here to Branson, what was it, almost 2 years ago now, the Lord dealt with us. He gave this verse to us. This is one of the ones He gave to us that we quoted every day and confessed over ourselves every day. Didn't know we were going to be in Branson now. But we knew something was up. We knew something was going on. And this we read out of the Amplified 2:10. We are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined and planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Does God have things prearranged for you?
Yes.
Laid out for you?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
It is you receiving good and enjoying good. And do you stop there?
No,
no, no, no. And what after that? Doing good. Everybody say doing good.
Doing
good works. Good works.
Good works.
Jesus went about doing good. And healing
yes.
all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We've already had some good testimonies from Friday night
yes.
about people that got healed. I'm talking about just what day or so ago. That's doing good. We're going to keep on doing that.
Amen.
What else is doing good? Teaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel.
Amen.
I'll do it in here. You do it at the cafe.
Yeah.
Right. You do it at the wash house. Or the beauty parlor, whatever you call it.
Yes.
What else is good works? All anything that affects the kingdom of God is a good work. Vacuuming the floor, washing the sink, blowing off the driveway. Everybody say good works.
Good works.
Ephesians 4, you're there. I've read this to you probably a half dozen times since the church has started, this verse I'm about to read now. But I want to read it to you from different translations. And I want us to think about it and see our purpose. I tell you, before you read that, go to Hebrews, excuse me. Hold your place in Ephesians 4. Go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hold your place in Hebrews 4, excuse me, Ephesians 4. Go to Hebrews 10. Why should we come to church? Should we come to church?
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you think so, but you know, we should have scripture about it. Not just somebody's opinion. You ought to come to church. You ought to come to church. Why did y'all lay out of church? Hadn't been to church, have you? Oh, shame on you. We don't do that here.
Amen.
And we're not going to start.
Amen.
Why? Not coming to church is not the problem.
Right.
It's why don't you want to?
That's right. Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Why don't you want to? Why is everything else so much more important to you that you don't have time for this? And what people don't realize, again, it's not a church thing. It's not a Keith and Phyllis thing. It's a God thing.
Yeah.
When they're saying, well, I don't have time to church. Well, tell it to Him. Don't tell me. Tell Him.
Amen.
And see if He agrees with you.
Yeah.
And if he tells you it's okay, I'm cool with it. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See, people want to make it a between me and you deal. It's not, and men, ministers and women make mistake all the time because they'll take that and go, well, no, let me talk you into it and let me do this. That's not our job.
Amen.
Listen, if people won't listen to God, don't be shocked when they don't listen to you.
Amen.
If they won't obey Him, don't get mad and fall off your chair because they won't do what you say.
Amen.
You know how I know that?
Yeah.
Lord corrected me one time on that. I was just like 2 years into the ministry, and the Lord woke me up in the nighttime, gave me something for somebody, and I went to them and sat down and talked to them about it. It was good. It was an answer to something that they were going through. And they just flat shut me down. I mean, like turning the light switch off. And I left and I felt insulted. I thought, God, I went and sat down in my office. I remember, and I just crossed my arms. I said, Lord, He said, son, don't take it so personal. That wasn't your idea. I woke you up. I gave you that. I sent you there with it. He said, they rejected me, not you. I thought, ooh, that's more serious. I better pray for them. See, it makes you see it completely differently, doesn't it? Now, Hebrews 10, are you there? Hebrews 10 and verse 22. He's talking about remission of sin. We have been washed. We have been born again. And since you are, he said, let us draw near. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Have we been saved?
Yes.
Have we been washed? Then ought we to have free access to the throne and boldness and confess our faith?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
But what's next? Verse 24, what? And. Everybody say and.
And.
Is there more to Christianity than just knowing that you're saved and confessing you're a Christian? I mean, that's wonderful. That's great. But is there an and?
Yes.
I mean, we're washed, we're cleansed, we're confessing Christians, and... Say
and.
Let us consider what?
One another.
Is Christianity only about you and God?
No,
it's not. It's you and God and you and your brother. And to provoke unto love and to what? Good works.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.